And tonight's broadcast presented in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Ocean and Monmouth County to help you get back in the game. The official physical therapy provider of the Lakewood Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com for locations and more. And by Jersey Mike's Subs since 1956, a staple here in the Jersey Shore. And now over 1,300 stores open and in development nationwide. Visit them online at JerseyMikes.com. Matt Harmon and Sar Luca, Scott Stump carrying the broadcast tonight. Our good buddy Kevin Williams enjoying some downtime. Mark Anthony, our engineer, back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk, and a great job as always. Brad Burescano assisted by Ryan Flannery here tonight. We are live from Brick High School for the 10th time in the history of this game is hosting the contest. They now have had the game more than any other school, surpassing Toms River North with the contest here tonight. It is 7-0. We got a late touchdown from Vinny Grasso on what was an interception by Meissen Pennington, the defensive back from Long Branch. He coughed it up on a big hit from Marcus Adamiola right into the hands of Grasso, who took it the 25 yards and into the end zone to make the score what it is right now. That is 7-0. Both teams have made their way onto the field. We should have action for you coming up in the next minute or so.
Hey, Matt, I'm back on.
Ed, the Hall of Famer. Partner, sincere congratulations. We joke and kid around, obviously, a lot, but that is a well-deserved honor.
Thank you.
For you, a longtime assistant coach here. And then, you know, something that Scott and I talked about when he finished up the interviews, the coaches association has done a nice job not just recognizing those who are head coaches and, you know, maybe the biggest names that people would know about, but also getting media members involved, longtime assistant coaches involved, and you, my friend, the perfect combination of both.
Thank you very much, Matt. It was a very humbling experience to be out there with some great friend, very good friends of mine, Bobby Generelli and Bobby Nanny, and of course Joe Adelizzi, I've known forever and has helped us all in this media business, you know, with some of the things that he's done. He was the originator of this all-shore football game, you know, when the Asbury Park Press was running it. So, yeah, very humbling experience, exciting for my family to be there. And, you know, the kids got a big kick out of it, especially carrying the plaque that they gave to me off the field.
Well, a well-deserved honor, not just for you, but for the three other entrants tonight, Bob Nanny, Bob Generelli, and as you said, Joe Adelizzi. And for you, probably nice to kind of catch up with some of those guys and everyone else who might be here that you might not see all the time.
Yeah, Bobby Generelli sort of stays to himself. You know, you don't see him at a whole lot of football games locally. You know, he's got a tremendous family. You know, I was talking to his wife a little bit. Bobby, when he left Middletown South, he went down to the University of North Carolina as a grad assistant to pick up his master's. And we, a couple of the coaches, when we were at East, went down to visit him. And I'm telling you, he treated us so well. He took us through all the war rooms at the University of North Carolina. It was just a tremendous time. So good to catch up with him. And Bob Nanny and I coached together way back under Bob Fiacco when we were both at Toms River North.
We are set here for the start of the second half from the 40-yard line. It will be Mike Creamer getting set to kick off. Ocean County will receive the football here to begin this one. They lead it 7-0. Ball falling off the tee. Javon Hardy among those back deep here for the Ocean County side. Two more sets of 15 minutes to go here. Been a well-played game so far, dominated up until this point by defense. I guess you have to call that an offensive touchdown, the way that Ocean County scored, but it was off of a big hit by Marcus Adamiola and then a fumble recovery scoop up by Vinny Grasso. Here's Creamer getting set to approach. No wind in sight here. This is a high end-over-end kick. Hardy from his own goal line. At the 5, gets to the 10. 15, running up the middle. Little stutter move. Spins his way out to the 20. Gets to the 25-yard line. Almost burst out of the pile. Falling short just shy of the 30-yard line. Where it'll be first down and 10 for Ocean County. Ed, in terms of the way the game has gone, the Ocean County offense has looked certainly the better of the units here tonight. For the offensive side, Tom Kelly has run the show at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, Tommy Kelly was a big part of the Ocean offense, you know, and we kidded with him during my interview with him about making it through four quarters, and he himself admitted that might be tough. You know, he's been a big part of this offense, so look for him to maybe hand off a little bit more this second half.
Kelly will operate from the shotgun. Nope. He's going to run it himself, slipped in the backfield, and then get dropped at the 15-yard line. Big Matt Proto, the defensive lineman from Shore Regional, is the man on the tackle. That Shore Regional team that had a great run to the finals of the Group 1 championship.
So much for my prediction of Kelly handing off so much, right? Right away, they run the most successful play they've had in that first half, the quarterback draw.
Proto on his way to the University of Delaware. We've ticked off about a minute here in the third quarter. Now on second down, we'll call it 16. Here's the give up the middle. The carry there, Imani Richardson, number 25 from Manchester. Picks up five, six, let's call it 7 yards to make it third and a long eight. Ed.
I was just going to say, Matt, you know, yeah, I know you went through the Scott Stumps excellent program that he put out, Shore Sports Network puts out. If you haven't had a chance, pick one up in all your Wawas or here at the game tonight. Outstanding stuff. Uh-oh, fumble.
Fumbled football on a botched quarterback running back exchange between Richardson and Kelly, and now Monmouth County with certainly their best chance of the night. They'll have it first and 10 from inside the OC 30-yard line. First and 10, we'll call it from the 29. And this may be, Ed, the chance that Monmouth County's been waiting for all night. They played great defense.
Yeah, first turnover for the Ocean County squad, and now they're going to have to come up big. But anyway, my point I was making was I was going through it this afternoon at home looking over some stuff, and I've coached in quite a few of these games as an assistant, and after this play I'll get to my point real quick.
First down and 10 for Connor McGlynn. Gargiulo, who's been the workhorse in the backfield. Jets sweep set up around the far side, left in. There's the carry in the first down for Joe Fitton, the wide receiver of Manasquan. Good burst of speed down inside the 20. Get to the 16-yard line where it will be first and 10.
You know, it's amazing what momentum can do. That's easily the best play that Mammoth's had all night. That little end around to Fitton. Outstanding player for the Big Blue Warriors. But anyway, I was part of two of those five or six games that I coached in. One was Joe DeJet Henderson. He was in there because he set a record on the ground. I was the defensive coordinator for the Ocean squad. He set a record of this in this game, I believe 165 yards. You could look through the program later, and then I'll tell you about the other one after this play.
Fake jet sweep. McGlynn will keep it this time off the left side. Bounce off the first tackle. Surge forward inside the 10. Good solid gain where it'll be second and short.
The other one was 1994 at Ocean Township when George Conte was the head coach at Monmouth, and he asked a lot of his old assistants to come back and coach with him. I was one of those who coached with George at Ocean and also at Keyport early in my career. And that was the game in which Monmouth won 36-0. Eddie Conte was the quarterback, a tremendous athlete and tremendous team that George put together that night. 29-0 at halftime. We pulled the dogs off in the second half. Luckily, I was on the Monmouth side that night. Traitor.
Second down and 3. McGlynn looking over the middle. He's got a man. Touchdown. Seam pattern right down the middle. Frank Olmo from Red Bank Catholic catches and scores. And we are a point away from a tie ball game.
Oh, momentum. It's so big in high school football. And the fumble recovery by Monmouth, easily their best offensive drive of the game, takes it in for the passing touchdown to Ona. And we're about to be tied at 7 if they can make this point.
Creamer for the extra point. 11-12 to guy. They will run somebody on. Well, he just caught the touchdown. You'd think maybe they could get somebody else on there for him. Olmo will come on and work the wing spot. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and we've got ourselves a tie game. 7-7 the score with 11-12 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back right after this with more of the All-Shore Gridiron Classic here on the Shore Sports Network.
Who fumbled the ball, Matt? Leonetti?
What do you mean, Leonetti?
Not Leonetti. Glover? Who fumbled?
It was Kelly and Richardson who came together. It's not really.
Oh, it was
both
Kelly?
Of them.
Yeah.
It was a bad exchange.
Oh, okay.
And we welcome you back here tied tonight at 7 early on still in this third quarter. As Monmouth County getting themselves on the board. Touchdown pass from Connor McGlynn to Frank Olmo with the extra point. All square now at 7 as Monmouth County able to cash in on a bad running quarterback exchange.
Mike Creamer set the kick for Monmouth County.
Hardy back deep for Ocean County. He is a dangerous return man. Let's see if Monmouth County maybe tries to keep it away from him. Nope, kick right in his direction. At the goal line again, to the 10, make it the 15. Dancing his way out to the 20, staying on his feet, 25. Stepped out of bounds somewhere on the far side. Looks like forward progress will get him to about the 27-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Ocean County. Matt Horman and Sar Luca broadcasting tonight on 105.7 The Hawk. Be sure to check out SureSportsNetwork.com as we will have our 2014 schedule up and online with updated. Happy to let everyone know we'll be back on the air Thursday nights as well with our high school football show. Changing gears a little bit this year, all of our broadcasts will join the Monmouth University football broadcast on 1160 and 1310 a.m., part of the revamped WOBM AM station. Here's Kelly. Going to head things off. Grasso, a jet sweep around left end. Yard pickup, make it second and 9.
Well, in a game dominated by defense, both squads use their defense to set up their offensive touchdowns. The Vinny Grasso pickup of the fumble and the Oma pass from McGlynn after a Ocean fumble and Monmouth recovery. So defense set up both touchdowns.
And maybe next time, Ed, you wander over this way, we'll grab Chris Olmo for a quick word as he caught the touchdown pass. Nice move. Another fumble picked up by Monmouth County again. It was Glover who had it stripped away, handled by Dion Williams from Long Branch. And Monmouth County turning this game around. They have picked up now not one, but two fumble recoveries inside of the Ocean County 30. This one will be first and 10 from the 25-yard line.
Oh, those turnovers will kill you.
Big chance here for Monmouth County. Sorry, Lou. Noisy chairs up here in the press box. Connor McGlynn back in the shotgun. Play action, wants to throw. Dancing in the pocket, he is in trouble and will get sacked. Brought down by Dominic Spoletta, the defensive end from Toms River East. Big loss on the play. Make it second and 17. 9:25 to go in the third, 7-7 our score. Monmouth County with their second consecutive turnover that they have scooped up on back-to-back fumbles from Ocean County. Tyler Leonetti, the single back into the game. Fitton in a slot position off to the left. Prince out that way. High snap. It'll go to Leonetti. It went over the head of McGlynn. Leonetti trying to get something, and he will, close to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 5, maybe 6. Let's call it 3rd and 11 coming up.
Nice job by Darius Hart coming up. Stuck his helmet right in Leonetti's gut that time. Good tackle.
You know, Ed, historically, the third quarter of these games is where a lot of backups play, but with kind of limited rosters on both sides, we've seen the same guys pretty much throughout.
I agree.
Anytime you'll see 3-4 quarterbacks this third quarter, usually when those will play, but it's been Connor McGlynn who's been kind of the mainstay at the quarterback. Kelly on the Ocean County side. Man in motion is Fitton. Fake the jet sweep up the middle. It is McGlynn to keep it. He will spin forward to the 25-yard line, but that's only back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th down and 10 with 8 minutes to go in the third.
Adam Iola on the tackle again. There's one kid going both ways, playing a little offense and a lot of defense.
Matt Creamer setting up long field goal attempt.
42-yarder.
Nick Tompkins, the holder. He from Mattawan. Creamer from Mattawan. So a combination that will work here. Creamer from 42 from the right hash mark.
This one's going to be a little closer now. We're going to make this 37 now.
It was good, by the way, from 42.
Because Ocean was offside, definitely.
You know, that's almost unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because he made it with no problem from 42.
Well, now he's got to make it from 37. Offside. Yeah, that's an automatic there. It's an automatic. It's an automatic. Got to stop the play.
So move it up a little bit. 5 yards being a little bit. This should be from 37.
They didn't make it 5 yards.
The guy on the far side with the yard markers moved that up. Now everyone will join. The ball will be spotted at the 20. 37-yard attempt coming up. This to break a 7-7 tie.
That's where it belongs, on the 20 after the penalty.
Again, Tompkins, the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up and it's blocked. Adam Iola got his hand on it. It is scooped up here by Ocean County. Foot race to the end zone. Nobody is going to catch Ocean County, and in for the score in another crazy change. I believe Shaquille Benjamin, number 24, brought it in. And Ocean County touchdown off of a blocked field goal. Take the 3 points off the board and put 7 on for Ocean County.
Let's explain that penalty, Matt. That was a dead ball foul, meaning that the play was stopped before the kick. So even though Monmouth County followed through and kicked the ball, obviously the play did not count. So they didn't really take the points off the board. They had no option. They had to take the penalty there.
It was Benjamin to pick it up off the blocked kick from Adam Iola.
Yeah, couldn't tell who blocked it, but
that was easy.
Timing looked a little off there.
Unfortunate change in sequence. And offside here for Monmouth County defensively, as Ryan Shore, the linebacker from RBC, got an early start. Anthony Starego on for the extra point. So Benjamin with the blocked kick return. And it will be Sturego here. He is a left-footed kicker. Good snap, good hold. That kick is up. It's blocked, but another flag is out. strange when you say a penalty on yourself helps the cause, but as Ocean County was offside on the made field goal from 42 from Creamer, he had to kick it again, blocked by Adamiola, picked up by Benjamin, and the touchdown here, that last penalty on Ocean County. So now Starego will move back and hit a 25-yard attempt. Plenty of leg here. This one is up, and it is good. Make it 14-7 in favor of Ocean County on the fumble recovery. Block kick by Benjamin. 14-7 our score. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Allshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Ed, where are you?
In front of you.
Oh.
What's up?
Well, I just didn't know if you were going to try and talk to anybody.
Nah, I didn't go on. I was coming over here to talk to Oma. Omo.
And we welcome you back here from Brick High School. Matt Horman and Sar Luca on 105.7 The Hawk, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Radio Pup app, a way to keep up to date during the course of not just this game, but also the upcoming 2014 season. Officially a 69-yard return for Shaquille Benjamin. That has made it 14-7 with 6:42 to go here in the third quarter. To say bad break, it's part of the game, but that was a bad break. Ulrich to kick off, and an offside coming up here as some of the players for Ocean County off to the right of Ulrich were about 5 yards ahead of him when the ball was kicked.
Oh, I think it's a little fatigue right now, Matt. This has been a very long game that first half. Been a long third quarter. It's been a hot night, not so much temperature-wise, but very humid down here. It's a night where you're just standing around, you sweat, one of those nights. And if you're working at all, like a lot of these players are, you're really sweating. You got to definitely hydrate pretty good tonight. Wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing a few kids cramp up tonight. It's that kind of night.
And as we mentioned, not a whole lot of depth on either side. A lot of guys already going two ways. Plus special teams with the 5-yard penalty. Ulrich will let it go. End-over-end wobbly kick handled by Bennett at his 15-yard line. Spins forward. Stops shy of the 30 to the 29-yard line. Ed, you mentioned, and we often do during the course of our sports broadcast here, the word momentum. There's Monmouth County set to go up 10-7. And that's as weird as kind of a change in momentum off a made field goal that gets caught off. Blocked kick, touchdown the other way. Now it's all Ocean County who leads this one 14-7.
Yeah, all three touchdowns have been, hard to explain. The hit by Adamiola, the pickup by Vinny Grasso. I mean, every touchdown has been strange, No offensive fluidity to either team tonight.
Well, Glenn back on here offensively. He'll operate with a 4-wide receiver set. In motion, the setup trips to the left. Gargiulo will carry it. Stretch play off the left side. He'll get good yardage on first down, about 8 over the 35 to the 36-yard line. It's probably been the most consistent guy offensively tonight, Ed, for Monmouth County, Anthony Gargiulo, who we talked to earlier in the game.
Well, he came in with probably the best credentials of anybody out here tonight. As we've mentioned, go off to the Naval Academy Sunday. Imagine that. You're playing in a game tonight, Thursday. You've only got a couple of nights left at home because you know how those academies work. You're tucked away, and you may not see your family for quite a while, but chose to play in this game tonight. pretty dedicated football player.
Second and two. Flare pass to the outside. Caught by Bennett. Good individual move. Couple of spins. Stays on his feet. And will get himself the first down. He juked left, spun right, came to the near sideline, picked up five extra yards. That's a first down for Monmouth County. Great play from Daquan Bland Bennett, the wide receiver from Asbury Park.
Yeah, wasn't one of the stories this week about him and Richardson?
Playing together again.
Yeah, playing together. Daquan was at Neptune and then transferred to Asbury.
We've got a face mask penalty on top of it. So this will be marched into Ocean County territory. Ball will be spotted inside the Ocean County 45. Let's call it the 43-yard line. So here's Monmouth County again getting something going. Max Scherzer, wide receiver into the game, split near sideline to the right, wings either side. There's Bennett in motion. Another flag coming out. Third quarter has been sloppy here for sure with 5:11 to go. Ocean County up by a score of 14-7. This is a procedure penalty against Monmouth County. And back them up five and set up a first and 15.
You know, I don't believe we had our first penalty too, just a couple minutes until a couple minutes left in the first half, and now we've had quite a few in this third quarter.
First down and 15. McGlynn. Good snap. Little play action in the backfield. Set up screen to the right for Gargiulo. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Will worm his way forward to the 41-yard line for a gain of 7. Connor McGlynn took a late hit down and hit hard. A flag will come out. I'm not sure if it's a flag against Ocean County for a late hit or the Monmouth County coaches being unhappy on the sideline. I'll think the first.
Yeah, not really unhappy, Matt. They just rushed out there to see what was wrong. Looks like a, I'm not going to speculate, but definitely a leg injury.
So it'll be a late hit. So in this drive alone, plus 30 yards after the face mask, and now the personal foul. This will march the ball down inside the 30. It'll be spotted at the 26-yard line of Ocean County. What this does do, however, is get Bill D'Amato off the bench and back into the game.
He takes over in pretty good field position here for Monmouth right now, inside the 30.
And now I believe that the Ocean County coach is looking for a little explanation in that last call.
You know, the flag didn't come out till very late, Matt.
No, it came out after there was arguing from the Monmouth County coaches.
Yeah, it came out late, you know, after McGlynn was down and looked like he was hurt. But now he's explaining to the Monmouth, to Don Klein.
I almost wonder, Ed, you know, it's something we can certainly talk about while we have a minute here. The rules of this game have changed. It used to be, you know, you had to have a tight end. You had to play a 4-3 defense. You couldn't blitz. You couldn't do a whole lot. That's obviously changed here. And usually during the course of these games, we see some sort of coaching argument of they're not supposed to do that, yeah, but they're doing it.
Hasn't been any of that tonight, man. I think I'm going to say Chuck Donahoe from Southern in charge of the rules, and I think they straightened that out from last year, because last year there was quite a few arguing going on.
First and 10. Bennett in motion. Stretch for him. He'll get it inside the 25. Good solid hit at the 21-yard line. Tough to make out the number on the far side for Ocean County with the white jerseys and the yellow numerals, but Bennett slowed there after about a 6-yard pickup. It'll be second and 4.
Gets about a gain of 6 for Monmouth County.
Inside of 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
You know, the quarterback situation, as far as the senior class was concerned, was a little bit underwhelming only because of the outstanding juniors who will be seniors coming back this year. Three to be exact, and we'll mention them in a second.
Second and four. Bennett again in motion. And a timeout will be taken here by Monmouth County. Ed, go ahead and finish that up.
Well, Carmen Slafani from Brick returns for his senior year. Outstanding, leading the Dragons to a championship this year. Then you've got Tymir Berry from Toms River South, an outstanding athlete both on the football and on the basketball court. He returns for the Indians to lead that high potent offense. You know, Corey Davies' son, Ryan Davies, return. Is it Ryan? I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank right now. Ryan, returning. Connor Davies, that's right. I'm sorry. Did you have it, Matt?
Connor. I have to admit, I like listening to
you
that.
You like listening to that, yeah. Connor Davies. I'm thinking of Ryan. You know why? Because I saw Ryan last night at the 7-on-7. He was in attendance watching his brother. Ryan went on. Where did Ryan go on to, Scott?
Montclair State.
Montclair State. He transferred, didn't he?
He was at Moravian.
Yeah, he started at Moravian, then went to Montclair State.
And get back to action here on second and four. D'Amato wants to throw, in trouble, will step up in the pocket, be close to a first down, right around the 15-yard line. That should be enough for a fresh set of downs, and it is, as we work down towards the three-minute mark here in the third quarter.
The third quarterback, other than Davies, I was going to mention, is Sinjin Erskine from Barnegat, the Bengals of Barnegat, expected to field a championship team this year. And by the way, Barnegat has changed classifications in the state. The main part about that is that Delcy, the team that beat them last year in the finals, is away from them now. That's a Group 2 and Group 3 situation. So Barnegat, an excellent chance at going all the way this year. A lot of pressure on Rob Davis and the Bengals.
First and 10. From the Ocean County 15-yard line, Gargiulo back into the game at the tailback spot. D'Amato, the fake, goes over the middle, slant pattern. That catch is made to Prince, Julian, who will haul it in. Forward progress will mark it down towards the five. Close again to a first down. That's that combination that you talked about, Ed.
Yeah.
D'Amato, if he does have a safety man in the game, he's got to feel comfortable throwing it to Prince.
Yeah, he threw quite a few of them this year to him, so that's his first look probably. And it looks like McGlynn, had the doctors looking at him, Matt. I had a guess. I'd say that we will not see him again tonight. You never know, though. He is on the sideline. They are not attending to him now, right now. It looks like he might be able to go back in.
McGlynn on his way to Salisbury University. 90 seconds to go here in the third. It'll be Gargiulo who will walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Trap play up the middle. Nobody close. 5 yard score for Anthony Gargiulo. And we are a point away from having this one be all tied up with a 1:24 to go in the third. Solid drive for Monmouth County. They did get helped out with 30 extra yards and penalties. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. And we are tied at 14. Good competitive game going on here. It'll get interesting in the fourth. We'll come back to wind up the third right after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Allshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here on the 105.7 The Hawk, the Shore Sports Network, also at shoresportsnetwork.com and off your mobile device by downloading the Radio Pup app. 1:24 to go here. The last touchdown, a 5-yarder from Anthony Gargiulo. with the extra point by Mike Creamer. We are tied at 14. It's about that stage of the game. As we said, sometimes the third quarter a little sluggish during the course of the All-Star games.
Billy D'Amato, Matt, special playing in a game like this, especially to have your number one guy out there. First look, the Prince?
It's not always the first look, but he was the read on that one. He happened to do a great job in getting open, and my job was to put it on him, and I did it.
Tell us about the touchdown, little trap play.
Well, our coach, he set it up perfectly. You know, we got us down. We got down there. We know Anthony's a workhorse, and he pounded it in for us. So we're real excited. We're ready to go. We're ready to keep moving. We're ready to score.
How's McGlynn's knee? Did you check him out?
Connor, how's your knee? He's good. He's fine. Yeah.
Hey, two good quarterbacks on this Monmouth team.
And that's exciting. You know, I finally get to play with someone that's, you know, right next to me, and I love him. I love being.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Billy D'Amato. Connor McGlynn gave him the thumbs up.
Down to about a minute here.
Connor, back in the game, you think?
Yeah, definitely. It was just a quick stinger, and came back out. So I'm ready to go, though.
In the knee.
Right in the knee, but I got a little cheap shot, but I'm ready to go. I feel good.
Yeah, he got a penalty. You drew the penalty.
Yeah.
Good luck. Connor McGlynn from Howell. Back in the game, so they'll probably go back to alternating. D'Amato did a good job when he was in there, taking him in, leading him in for the touchdown.
Down now to about a half a minute as Tom Kelly comes back on. Seems like it's been forever that the Ocean County offense has hit the field. He'll operate with a four wide receiver set, three near side, one up top, far side to the right. Little play action zone read off to the right for Kelly. That should take us to the end of the third quarter. Good football game going on here. These players getting after it with one another. We've seen good quality play from now all of the units involved. It is 14-14 the score. As with 5 seconds left, Ocean County will go off to the sideline, and we will come back for the start of the fourth quarter right after this. 14-14, Monmouth and Ocean County doing battle in the 37th annual All-Shore Gridiron Classic. We're back right after this quick 30-second timeout with more on the Shore Sports Network.